and welcome. It's hour number four, the Mallard Podcast. We go back to our meat and potatoes, football, and the toast of the NFL over the last couple of days has been one Mike Vrabel. Despite a COVID outbreak in Tennessee, despite that, and also just a chaos in all around the Tennessee Titans, what's been going on here, the Titans continue to win games. And Mike Vrabel used a play out of Bill Belichick's playbook, an intentional penalty, to give his team a competitive advantage. And many people now saying that Mike Vrabel is the greatest branch on the Bill Belichick coaching tree. But is that really the case? Has Mike Vrabel cracked the Bill Belichick coaching tree? A Mallard investigation here in hour number four, coming your way right now. The toast of the NFL for now. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Mallard Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. The vast Fox Sports Radio Network as we bloviate the overnight hours away, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, also known as the Geico FSR Studios. And glad you have chosen to spend some time with us. We do appreciate that. As we point out, if you do not actually listen, then we have some kind of schizophrenia. I believe we're talking to ourselves, but you're listening, so I guess we don't have to worry about that, at least for now. Double header action, Monday Night Football. I did want to mention something from the second game, the Cowboys and the Cardinals. The Cowboys got thunderstruck. They were gobsmacked by the Arizona Cardinals. And there's this perception that, well, clearly Kyler Murray played an amazing game. And he did not. And I was taking some blowback from some of the Kyler Murray sycophants who were like, hey, you call them alligator arms. What's up with that? The guy won the game. They won 38-7 or whatever, 38-10, whatever the final was. So anyway, let me just point out a couple of things, and then we're going to get to the meat of the hour here. As far as Kyler Murray is concerned, think of this as like a mini Mallard monologue. I was not impressed with Kyler Murray. And it's a great example of if you watch the game or didn't watch the game, because there's people reacting that say, well, look at the final score. Kyler Murray must have played well. He had these, you know, counted for three touchdowns. But it tells you you did not watch the game. Kyler Murray was not the reason that the Arizona Cardinals won that game. In fact, Kyler Murray was a net negative for a good chunk of that game. And people seem to just overlook this because they won the game and that's what happens and you move on and we just focus on the Dallas Cowboys. But Murray completed less than 40% of his passes. He had 188 yards passing. Now, keep in mind that almost 75% of Kyler Murray's passing yards came on two blown coverages by the Dallas Cowboys secondary. There was an 80-yard pass play, catch and pass to Christian Kirk. And DeAndre Hopkins had a 60-yard run. That counts for 140 of the 188 yards. Outside of those two broken coverages by the Cowboys, the rest of the game, on the other 22 pass attempts that the quarterback had, Kyler Murray, for Arizona, outside of those two throws, he averaged the rest of the game, Kyler Murray, a fun-sized 2.1 yards per attempt. He had a passer rating of 41. He was 7 of 22 the rest of the game, other than those two throws. And listen, the Cardinals won the game going away. They won the game because Zeke Elliott kept fumbling, and there was also a blown call on an interception by Andy Dalton. Congratulations to Arizona on the win, but let's not confuse that with Kyler Murray being this dominating force. Oh, my God, Kyler Murray's so great. He was not great. They won the game. Kyler Murray is, it's all right. He got a couple of big plays. That's it. But the bulk of the game, he's kind of like a running back. He had a lot of yards on the ground. He had a touchdown on the ground. But Kyler Murray, if you watched him play, his style of play, it reminds you of the running back who keeps running into the back of his offensive lineman. And then once or twice, he breaks a big play. That's not typically what you want out of the quarterback position. That's not a sustainable formula for long-term success if your quarterback is averaging 2 yards a pass, but then every once in a while, maybe the other team's defense will be such a bunch of stumble bums, they'll fall down and we'll get a touchdown. Now, meanwhile, let's get to the meat of the matter here. And aside from the Chiefs and the Cardinals winning their games on Monday Night Football, a lot of buzz around the NFL about the team from the Volunteer State, specifically the work of Tennessee Titans coach Mike Vrabel. Now, if you've been paying attention here, we don't normally dabble in this kind of rah-rah activity, but this story did catch my attention. Now, Mike Vrabel used a loophole in the rule book to help the Tennessee Titans beat the Houston Texans. The Titans were trailing 30-29 with 3 minutes to go in the game. So about 3 minutes to go in the game, down 30-29. Now the Texans were facing a 2nd and 1 on the 25-yard line. So I'll give you the game situation if you didn't see this. So that meant they were going to run the ball. All right, 2nd and 1, that's a running situation. The sands of time are going to tick away because the ball was on the 25-yard line. The Texans could get a couple of first downs, and that would mean that the game was over. They would have won the game. So what did Mike Vrabel do? He went into his bag of tricks, a bag of tricks that he got from Bill Belichick, and he sent an extra player onto the field, intentionally putting a 12th man on the field. Not only did the penalty stop the clock, which worked as an extra timeout, but with the ball on the 20-yard line, suddenly the arithmetic worked in favor of the Tennessee Titans. Now, it also helped Romeo Crennel's decision-making helped as well, but it worked out in their favor, and the Tennessee Titans were able to win the game in overtime. All of that has led to many catcalls from media people that Mike Vrabel is now the greatest coach who was part of the Bill Belichick coaching tree. So I want to talk about that. I got some of my guys, some of the guys in Boston, like, hey, Mallory, you know, what about Vrabel? You got to give Vrabel some love. All right, so let's discuss. The question, has Mike Vrabel cracked the code of the Bill Belichick coaching tree? And I am going to thumbs up, thumbs down. I'm going to go thumbs down. All right, I'm going to go thumbs down. So I've got demonic powers, horticulture, and crown jewel. And we will combine all these things together. Now, to lead off with, Mike Vrabel is doing a fine job with the Titans. Some people have criticized him as just a meathead, but he's got the recipe. He's got the recipe of winning football. Now, we don't worship coaches and we don't canonize coaches on this show. That's not normally how we do things. We try to avoid that. But Mike Vrabel, as the ringleader, right, as the ringleader of the traveling circus that is Tennessee football, he is piling up victories at a rapid rate, and he's proving that last year, at least so far, is not a fraud. Now, we'll see what happens in the games to come, but this Tennessee team had been smacked right in the schnozola by the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak, and they continue to play like a team possessed with demonic powers. They go almost 2 weeks without practicing, and Ryan Tannehill comes out and is throwing lasers around the field. And that same Ryan Tannehill, who had been a dog with fleas in Miami, and now in Tennessee, not that he's the cream of the crop. No one would trade Ryan Tannehill for Patrick Mahomes. But Ryan Tannehill is more than an average quarterback. He's on the fringes of the upper crust of quarterbacks, the way he's played. Now, we'll see if that translates to the playoffs. I still have my doubts about that. But at least in the regular season, the numbers back that up. And Derrick Henry right now is like a battering ram. Body blow as he runs through defenders. Right? He's running through the opposing team like a student driver mowing down orange cones learning to drive in a parking lot. And it's been remarkable how effective he has been in getting into the end zone and making big plays for the Tennessee Titans when they need him down at the goal line. And really throughout the game, most of these games in general. And that defense has, you know, they didn't play that well against the Texans, but you see the makings of a defense that is molding into shape, which seems odd because they gave up so many points to the Houston Texans. But he has built, Mike Vrabel, a winning ecosystem. Congratulations. All of that is good stuff. But unfortunately, let's get to the point, please. None of it goes on the Bill Belichick coaching tree. Let me be very clear, all right? The way this works It is simplistic. All right? We are the think tank of coaching horticulture on the Ben Maller Show. Everyone knows the rules. To be on a coaching tree, you had to have been an assistant coach on a staff. You had to have been an assistant coach on a staff of that said head coach. Then, and only then, are you included on a branch on the coaching tree of said coach. Here's the problem, and this is really all you need to know. Mike Vrabel never coached under Bill Belichick. He didn't do it. Therefore, Mike Vrabel does not have a spot on the Bill Belichick coaching tree. Sorry, not sorry. That's the way it is. It's like comparing a giant sequoia tree. My favorite tree is the giant sequoia tree. I love it. I absolutely love it. But comparing that to a weeping willow, they're both trees, but they're different. They're different trees. Now, Mike Vrabel played 8 seasons with the Patriots under the tutelage of Bill Belichick. And this is why people who don't understand the horticulture of the coaching tree will say, well, Mike Vrabel, he played for Belichick, so he's part of the Belichick coaching tree. Wrong. Incorrect. Try again. Because by that logic, then you also have to put Mike Vrabel under the Bill Cowher coaching tree because he began his career as a linebacker in Pittsburgh for Bill Cowher. So you would say, well, that's a Bill Cowher disciple. And who could forget the final 2 years of Mike Vrabel's career in Kansas City when he was playing for Todd Haley? So is he part of the Todd Haley coaching tree? You see how it works? It's a slippery slope. Mike Vrabel, also, before he even went to NFL coaching, he was at Ohio State, but even though he was with Urban Meyer, he actually started with the Buckeyes when Luke Fickell was the coach. So is he on the Luke Fickell coaching tree? Probably not. All right. Now, in the NFL, after he left Ohio State, he was an assistant with Bill O'Brien. So that would mean that Mike Vrabel is legitimately part of the Bill O'Brien coaching tree. Wrap your mind around that. All right, last thing here. So who is the crown jewel of the Belichick coaching tree? Well, there is no crown jewel now, but the one that is ascending right now that actually was an assistant coach under Bill Belichick, that would be Brian Flores. All right, he's got the Dolphins playing some pretty good football. Now, I wouldn't get all excited because they beat the Jets, but the 49er win, they really smacked around Jimmy G. That was a nice win for them on the road. They still should be playing Tua Tagovailoa, but Brian Flores, he doesn't have the most loaded talent in Miami, but that team is playing some good ball. The Dolphins are. And you look at the other names, Bill O'Brien's a dud. The jury's still out on Joe Judge. We like the shtick a lot from Joe Judge, but you got to win. And they've won one game there. That's it. And as for the Titans under Mike Vrabel, if you look at the big board in the AFC, Tennessee has a seat at the big boys table, but they're not in the big chair. The big chair, even though they've lost a game, I still have Kansas City as the creme de la creme of the AFC. And then you have the Steelers in the number 2 position. So then I got Tennessee in the number 3 spot. Now, Tennessee is going to play Pittsburgh this coming week, and so we'll find out more about each of those teams in the head-to-head, belly-to-belly matchup. And then I have the Ravens, right? The Ravens, because of Lamar Jackson, who I still don't trust him. I don't really trust Tannehill either, but I do trust the Titans because they were able to get it done in the playoffs last year. So what have you just done for me? That kind of thing. And really, for Tennessee, the questions are similar to that of Baltimore. If your quarterback is going to be just a decoy, you're not going to likely get to a Super Bowl. There have been teams that have been able to pull it off. It happens every once in a while. But Ryan Tannehill was a decoy last year in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson, he cannot be a decoy for the Ravens. His kryptonite has been the postseason. That has been his regular kryptonite. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you want to talk about any of that, it is all fair game here. You can join the festivities at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is one of the big movies that Hollywood was supposed to release, but because of the COVID-19, everything got delayed in Hollywood. These big movies, they're pushing them back, now. But we have a major Hollywood slash sports spoiler alert. We'll get to that. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Ben Maller Show is scientifically proven to help make time fly by while working the third shift. We have a track record of almost 20 years of nocturnal service. Help support our daily battle against insomnia by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your support. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Nick writes in, he says, this weekend, the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game, the loss of Devin Bush should prove deadly for the Steel. Signed, worried Steel fan. So Nick's concerned. Very, very worried. Jeff says, Ben, I remember you said Kyler Murray wouldn't be drafted. You said he wouldn't be a first-round pick. You said he wouldn't succeed in the NFL. I told you you were wrong. You called me a fanboy. Well, he hasn't succeeded in the NFL. Does anyone think Kyler Murray's a success in the NFL? Maybe you, Jeff, but he hasn't done anything of note in the NFL. Nothing that really stands out to me. Am I missing something here? I mean, I don't think I am. It's terrible against the Cowboys. They won the game big, the Cardinals, but not because of him. Let's see. Nick says, Mike Vrabel needs to cheat multiple times and get caught to be like the hoodie, he points out. Chris says, Vrabel never coached under Bill. Can't count him under the Belichick tree. If anything, I'd say he's under the Urban Meyer tree. Well, yeah, because he was an assistant at Ohio State. Although Urban Meyer didn't hire him. Like, he was already on the Ohio State coaching staff. He was there a year before Urban came in. Then Urban kept him on the coaching staff. So there is that. All right, let's go to the phones right now. The people would like to speak. We also have the spoiler alert coming up. Let's say hello to Chris in Houston, a fan of the cheating Astros.
You know what? You as an overnight host and your hypocrisy, you are the biggest hypocrite. I understand you got hate because Astro cheated. But at least show that same hate towards the Boston Red Sox.
Now, I have told you, Chris, that the 2018 World Series was tainted because of the Astros, even though they weren't in the World Series. The Red Sox hired Alex Cora, who brought the disease to Fenway.
Did he bring the Apple Watches too? Did he bring the Apple
They weren't
phone,
doing
Apple
the
watches?
Apple Watches in 2018. They weren't Stay doing, focused, Chris.
It was
Stay focused. Stay focused. Alex Cora was part of the Astros cheating and then went to Boston and they got in trouble
Boston
with him as the manager.
Have a history of cheating, period.
No, that is true. That is true. But in 2018, you asked me, why am I more upset? I am more upset at the 2017 World Series than the 2018 World Series because it's 3 degrees of Alex Cora or 6 degrees of Alex Cora, however you want to say it, and the Astros. It's not that hard. This is not that difficult.
So right now on the radio, I want you to condemn the Patriots for being cheated.
What have they done to cheat?
In two seasons?
What's that?
I mean, Bill Belichick got suspended. Tom Brady got suspended, right?
Yeah, what specifically did they do, though? Because I know the Astros banged on trash cans. They had the code breaker. Yes, they were taping plays in the first game of the season. Do you think that's why
cheating,
they
right?
won the Super Bowl that year?
That's
against
cheating,
the
right?
Jets. What's that?
That's cheating, right? I don't know what that is. Isn't that cheating?
Well, actually, it wasn't. The year before, that was perfectly legal. The NFL changed
the
rule.
Rule.
They changed the rule the year after that, and it wasn't legal. But for years, teams could tape and do whatever they want.
Okay, so did the MLB change the rules?
No, you've never been allowed to use trash cans and buzzers. You've never been allowed to do that.
I give them credit.
And have a table set up. And have a table set up underneath the dugout with your laptop and your nerds there to give the... to tell on whether it was a fastball or a breaking ball. Come on. You're not going to win this argument. I give you credit for fighting and trying to defend the honor. How about your snake former GM, Jeff Luhnow, who goes on TV in Houston. It was like a damn infomercial on TV there as he's begging for a job. That interview was to beg for a job so somebody else hires his pathetic ass.
I agree with you there because I was looking for flamethrowers thrown at Rob Manfred for being a douche. and basically throwing them up under the table and not doing anything to the players. Because it should have, because it, the rules couldn't get done, not done to the players, if you heard him correctly. The players knew they weren't going to get suspended.
Rob Manfred could have punished the players. He didn't need, this is the odd thing about this. Rob Manfred didn't need the players to tell him what was going on. He had a player tell him what was going on. He had a player who was on the team explain everything, and there's corroborating evidence, video evidence, and audio evidence of what happened. So Rob Manfred's a boob! He's a stupid, what is he thinking? He had, you only need to give immunity deals when you don't have overwhelming evidence. He had overwhelming evidence. There's nothing more that's needed. He gave those things out like Snickers bars on Halloween, and you're upsetting me, and I'm annoyed with you. I'm going to hang up on with you. How dare you? All right, Hollering James is next. Hello, Hollering James.
Yeah, Ben? Hello?
James.
Ben.
What?
Can you hear me?
No.
Oh. Why not?
What?
Why not?
I don't have my headphones on.
I'm in the middle of doing something, but I was talking to you at the same time.
I hope you weren't doing the Jeffrey Toobin. I hope you
I was doing the lube job.
Hello. Hey-o. Okay. Hey, I want to point out several listeners, and I wasn't aware of this because I don't know the history of like the OJ books, but I guess Jeffrey Toobin wrote a book about OJ, like ripping OJ. So that's why OJ responded, I guess. That's the backstory on that. OJ did a funny at Jeffrey Toobin's expense.
Even OJ Simpson's is going to appear on The Simpsons?
Yes, they actually named The Simpsons after OJ. Yes, that's Homer's cousin is OJ Simpson. That's true, yeah.
So how did he get to be Homer's cousin? Through a blood relation? Is the DNA out on that one yet, like OJ Simpson?
Well, that was actually in season 3 of The Simpsons. They went into great detail about cousin OJ.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, I got to ask you a question. Can you put me out with Tammy from Montana or no? You just blew me up.
What the heck is that all about? What the hell is going on here? My God.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Have all the Halloween parties been canceled this year, or are people still having Halloween parties?
Depends on what state you're in.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the South, if you're below the Mason-Dixon line, Halloween hasn't been canceled. If you're in the North or the West, on the West Coast, it's been canceled. Am I correct, Eddie? Is that right?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Are you even going to buy candy? Like,
nope.
You're not?
Nope.
Why not? Kids,
because then I'll just eat it. I don't need.
There might be some kids that come by. There might be a few stragglers that come in there and knock on Casa Garcia to try to get a Snickers bar, a Butterfinger, something like that. No.
My neighbor who lives across the street, normally he creates this gigantic haunted house. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to decorate more to cheer people up and have Halloween decorations out and all that. Aren't you supposed to do that? Isn't that for the good of the community? Because everyone's kind of gloomy and depressed and all that. And you have no? Did I make that up?
He's not doing it. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. So the big movie that's coming out, the next big sports movie is called Space Jam. You've heard about it, Eddie, right? Space Jam 2?
Yeah. No interest.
Yeah. So, okay, good. So I have a spoiler alert. Somebody leaked. I'm sure this was unintentional. Somebody leaked the synopsis of the storyline for Space Jam. You want to hear what's going on with this?
Yes, but we should give a disclaimer if anyone doesn't.
Yeah, all right. So if you don't want to hear what the Space Jam movie with LeBron James is going to be the storyline, then turn down the sound for like the next, give me 2 good minutes. Give me 2 good minutes, okay?
And go. The clock's
all right. So here it is. It says, this guy leaked it. He's a movie guy online. During a trip to the Warner Brothers studio, NBA superstar LeBron James and his son accidentally get trapped within a world that contains all of Warner Brothers' stories and characters under the control of a malfunctioning, all-powerful force named Al G, played by Don Cheadle. with the help of Bugs Bunny, LeBron must navigate through a never-before-imagined world filled with iconic movie scenes and characters as they reassemble the Looney Tunes to rescue his lost son. And now, to get back home, LeBron and the Toons have to unravel Al G's mysterious plan and win an epic basketball game against digital gamified super versions of the NBA and WNBA's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Did you say WNBA?
Yeah. They've ruined Boo. Space Jam. Yeah, exactly.
Crap. I whole time, I was actually like, that's actually sounds kind of cool.
They are going to shove the WNBA down our throats. No one watches the WNBA. No one cares about the WNBA. As far as a mass sport, a large sport in America, it is irrelevant. And they're going to show. Oh, this is like when they brought the Ghostbusters. They did the all woman Ghostbusters, and nobody went to watch it. Remember that? Same concept. What are you doing? What are you doing over there at Warner Brothers? My God, I know everyone's got to be politically correct and all that, but you got to spoil Space Jam, really? Let's go to a man now who. I think that's 2 minutes, right? I think we are.
You're a minute 40. You had 20 seconds left.
Anything you want to add on that? I think it's lame. I think it's dumb. I think it's so. I'm not going to go see it, Eddie.
I didn't really watch the first one, to be honest.
I did like the first one, but I was a kid.
I'll see it.
The first one came out. Nah, I'm not seeing it.
I was going to find a Jordan.
But you get that movie pass, Coop, so you'll see any movie.
Yeah, and Don Cheadle's great, so, you know, maybe he'll save it.
Yeah. Okay.
You can rent out AMC if you want.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not showing any new movie. I mean, there's movies are on.
You can rent out an entire AMC theater now.
Yeah.
For $100.
$100, dude.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it come with popcorn?
I would imagine
so. Yeah, it's got to come with all that, right?
Maybe you have to pay separately for that. But for $100, you can bring up to 20 people.
Nice.
Let's do it. Let's have Maller movie night. Come on.
Movie night. Hey, that sounds like fun. I think we could. What movies are out now? I don't even know. All right. Anyway, let's check in with Doc Mike here. I got to get serious here. You got the Doc. He's in Chicago.
Yes. Time to get serious.
Yes. Yes.
And hello to Eddie, too. He missed his fall trip to Chicago.
Yes. This damn COVID.
Yeah. Well, I got your cell phone, so I can touch base with you. I'll be in Burbank on Friday.
Call Ben, too. Ben loves hearing from you.
No, he does call me. In fact,
call him more. He wants to hear more.
No, I was recording a promo, and my phone rings. I look at my phone. It's Doc Mike calling me up. I'm taping a promo, and Doc Mike's calling me up.
Did you listen to the message?
I'm working, Doc. I don't have time to listen to a message right now. How dare you?
Your work is eclectic. You got to do all this stuff, you know. You got your buttons over there and everything. By the way, I mailed you the book and the cure.
Hold on a second. Wait, I have your mail right here. I did get my mail. Hold on a second. I'm going to open this right now. It says, as always, every package you send, ever since your, it says inspected, positively no goat parts. All right, I'm looking this up. Here we go.
Through your radar over there.
Health benefits of wild oregano oil.
You got it, pal.
There it is right here.
Go to page 36, and there's the cure.
All right, hold on a six. Let me see here, Doc.
Now, while you're doing that, I want to go over Pond's
Club. Oh, you highlighted it right here. You highlighted this right here.
Okay.
It doesn't say a cure. Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
yes,
let's see here.
It does.
Oh. No, Doc, it said... And I know weasel terminology, Doc. It's
99.9%.
That's weasel terminology.
You little weasel.
No, that's why if you sell any, Doc, you know how advertising works. I'm in the advertising business, Doc. You
I
sell any product, you can't.
The philanthropic department, so I can get on. You got all this stuff.
Calm down, Doc. Let me explain, Doc. Listen. In advertising, you can't say 100% because if something goes wrong and you then get sued, you're liable. So you can only say 99.9%.
There's no liability at 0.1%, believe me.
No, you are in the clear. You are in the clear. That's why you say 99.9%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that you sent me. This is another big book here.
You know what pharmaceutical companies are looking for? About 2 to 3%. Yeah. That's a big success.
I understand.
All right. So I want to talk about Pond Scum. Okay. You nailed the Titans. What happened to the Bears? Okay.
They're winning. The Bears are winning. Aren't you happy, Doc? The Bears are winning.
You got to listen to the Chicago radio to see how happy we were with this win.
Okay.
A negative net gain on the offensive side of the line You know, we squeaked out of that thing. This team is going nowhere. You know, we should have kept Trubisky. They spent another couple of million on this.
I agree. Nick Foles is not the answer, but the Bears are winning games. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors, but they are winning games here.
Where are you going with the Titans? They're going no place, too.
Who's going to win then, Doc? Give me the team that's going to win. You got all the answers, Doc. Come on.
I like Kansas City.
Now, Doc, are you traveling by horse and buggy when you head out to California, or are you actually going to take a car?
I got a little Ford, yeah.
Yeah, a little Ford, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But I'll be armed,
You'll be armed and dangerous, unfortunately. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, you'll be dangerous.
We got it all.
All right, Doc. But be careful. All right, thank you, buddy. I got to go. Bye-bye. There you go.
I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
Ay, ay, ay. The books he sends me. My God. Let's see here. I've got Healing Water from Within, Brother Sage, and I've got Health Benefits of Wild Oregano Oil. Wow. All right. I've got a whole, a library of quack books here. I've got medical quackery right over here at my fingertips. All right. We will press on. We've got Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite. We will get to that in its entirety. And we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Everyday sports radio listeners and super fans in the Maller Militia can not only hear this program live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, but also 24/7 on demand via the podcast. Tell your family and friends about this sports talk revolution. Subscribe to the Ben Maller Show podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. It's risk-free and helps keep the lights on. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
All right, Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, is on tap. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by the Breeders' Cup. On November 6th and 7th, the world's best thoroughbreds will compete in 14 exhilarating races worth $31 million in purses and awards at the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Learn more about the Breeders' Cup World Championships at breederscup.com/2020. So let's play this week's soundbite, and we'll try to figure out who it is. It is Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery.
Haven't thought about it.
Will anyone get this right on Cite the Bite, the great
haven't
sports
thought
radio?
About it.
All right. I am going to say caller number 5. I'm going to go back to caller number 5. Eddie.
Justin in Cincinnati.
Roberto.
Numero 5.
All right. And Coop Daloop.
Caller 5.
Caller number 5. All right. Very good. Let's go to our contestants here. And again, try to figure out who it is. We'll give you some clues after every 2 incorrect guesses. Let's go now to Ottawa. And we say hello. Batting leadoff, Credit Card Gordon is in the leadoff spot. Hello, Credit Card Gordon in Ottawa.
Oh, the pressure.
You can win a golden ticket, Gordon. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot on the line here.
Can I hear it once more?
Hey, Gordon, why did you send me an empty matchbox?
I haven't thought about it.
Oh, because it had a clipper ship on it.
Wow.
Get it?
all right, what's the answer here, Gordon?
Well, I hear it once more, though? Because I think I'm close. I
haven't thought about it.
Pee Wee Herman.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
The legends are lining up here. Joe in San Antonio. I bet he wishes he was a Dodger fan. He left the Dodgers to be a fan of the Astros. Hello, Joe in San Antonio, the 7-second delay guy.
I don't know what the mystery is. It's got to be Elvin Robinson.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Alvin Robertson. You didn't even say his name right. What's wrong with you?
I know. I screwed it up. Sorry.
Bad job by you. All right. Go have an... Go have another drink. Okay. Time for our first clue. This person led the Southeastern Conference in sacks as a sophomore.
Haven't thought about it.
Check out with, who do we have here? We have Hollerin James, caller number three, Hollerin James in Minnesota.
Okay. Is it Chris Doman, the late great Chris Doman? And say my condolences to the late great Sid Hartman, who just passed away at 100 years old.
That is right. I've seen them. Any tributes to Sid Hartman? Had a wonderful life and career. Is it Chris Doman? All right, time for caller four, Jared in Kansas City. Jared, you are my caller four. Golden ticket on the line for you.
Would that be Alden Smith?
Alden Smith is the... No, it's not Alden Smith, but thank you, Jared. So it's not Pee Wee Herman, Alvin Robertson, Chris Dolman, or Alden Smith. Second clue, this person was the highest drafted pick from Texas A&M in NFL draft history.
Haven't thought about it.
Justin in Cincinnati, caller five, Justin.
He should be in prison. It's Myles Garrett. Suck it, Coop, and suck it, Roberto.
Is it Myles Garrett? That is correct. Myles Garrett is the answer of the Cleveland Browns. Justin in Cincinnati got
I win.
I won. I picked him first.
I named him.
I picked him first. I call her five.